Want consistent color for every job? Mylow's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Spring is when plans start becoming real. Trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Eric Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derek Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle-tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derek Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Derek Johnson time here on Fesco and Dusty. It is brought to you by Community American Credit Union, member-owned, open to all. Community America Credit Union, invested in you. DG, I'll be straight up honest with you, man. Down bad is the mood today. And normally we go to you about advice when it comes to, you know, defensive alignments, defensive stuff. You have had a severe injury. The Achilles injury obviously has happened to you. What is that? You're a quarterback of the defense. What's that like? And I guess talk us through the process of what you go through, rehab, what it's like in that locker room afterwards and all of that when those injuries happen.
Yeah, it's tough. It's really tough, man. My heart goes out to Pat. He battled his tail off. When you have season-ending injuries, it's not just a physical thing. It's a mental thing, too. And being able to just be at a place in your career where you're like, man, I can he has the confidence to come back. He has the confidence to work hard and do what he needs to do to lead this team to playoffs and to Super Bowl champions. So he still has that ability. So that's not out the window. It's just disheartening to get hurt during a time like this, you know, where you're like, man, we need everybody. We need a play or two here, a ball to bounce our way, and to see Pat go down in that way. It's kind of just the last straw of how this season has gone. Still got a couple games left. Still got to finish strong and see what some young guys can do. But But to see our head honcho, Pat, go down like that, my heart goes out to him.
Yeah, it really is awful, obviously, to see him kind of go up the tunnel like that, the kind of the imagery of, you know, ending this first phase of the dynasty. And that's kind of what it felt like to me yesterday. This first phase of this Patrick Mahomes era has officially come to a close here in Kansas City, and now it's time to regroup. And this offseason, DJ, I think can be exciting because there's an opportunity to do a lot now this offseason.
Yeah, we are still in the thick of it when you talk about teams that could make the playoffs or dominate. We're talking in the future or whatnot. But if we would have made it in the playoffs this year, even though our record is not that good, some people wouldn't have liked Kansas City coming to their house because you just never know. You're like, they can beat literally anybody. This year has been a weird year. We won a lot of close games the last couple years, and it's gone our way. We figured it out every single time. This year, it seems like the opposite, where you're like, man, we lost so many close games, and man, it's just tough, man. We've been spoiled. We've been in a good way of just being on top for a long time. And the good thing about it, you know, Pat's, you know, we get him healthy or whatnot. We do have a lot of things in the off season, and Veach get going. And I'm confident that Chiefs organization will put a team together that's going to give us a chance.
When you look at this team, you know, the future, and you think about, you know, defensive players and defensive schemes and what this team can do, where do you want to see this team shift next year?
Oh man, shift in the standpoint of different players. I mean, you got young players like Nick Bolton who I think is a heck of a player. I mean, he's in the middle of that defense, and I mean, he's only 25, 26 years old. So I mean, it's we always figure out a way to do some draft well, bring guys in that fit the culture. And Andy's, man, even though Andy's an older gentleman, Andy knows exactly what he's doing. And Veach is a young, expiring GM that really has caught the league by storm of the players he bring in. Not just the Pat Mahomes, but I'm talking about just the other guys that you say, man, I didn't even really know his name, but he's a heck of a player. Weirdly kind of excited about next year because, you know, we have a lot of potential, but this year is definitely I'm kind of counting down. Let's get this year going, get out the way.
Yeah, and I'm kind of with you. I said earlier, DJ, and you've been on some of these teams, obviously 2012 and all that, where you're like, it just needs to end, man. I'm just tired. Yeah. It needs to be over. How good will a longer break be for this entire franchise too?
Well, that'll be the first time in what, over 10 years for sure. Because yeah. When I was there, we went to playoffs, especially with Andy, almost every year. So just being able to take a reset, reload. I wouldn't even say rebuild, reload, because you got the nuclear guys still there. But every team is different, and every year you just don't know. And I think we'll be fine. We'll be fine, but we do need a reset. And this will be the longest break ever for us. We've never had January off, so we'll see how that goes.
DJ, what would you do about the quarterback position as you get ready to go into next season? How would you approach it this offseason?
Yeah, that's always a tough advice just because that's usually not our job. So I'm always coming from a standpoint of a player standpoint, but just looking outside, looking in. You just got to take more just a bigger name or I wouldn't say bigger name, just a more secure second string player, just because our team is not just built for Pat. You know, Pat's the Superman. Don't get me wrong. We need Pat, But if that were to ever happen again, where he goes down for a couple games or end, you know, God forgiven, an ending season injury, have someone where you say, hey, we're pretty good. We can stay within a box and we can still win games effectively in the National Football League. So that's a big spot. That second string quarterback for the Chiefs is not something to play with, just because how Pat plays. Pat plays all over the place, like, and we need him to play all over the place because he gives us the best chance. But you put him in harm's way at times when that happens, and injuries are prone to happen. And I would love to have not that you have to have a drafted guy, but just somebody where you say, man, if Pat goes down, we can still win.
DJ, last one here for you. When you were going through your rehab, what was the toughest part going through all that?
Not looking too far ahead. When you get season-ending injuries, the first thing that comes about, especially the first time after surgery, you're like you can't move. Like it's no rehab. There's nothing going on, and mentally, you got to get yourself to a point where you say, man, I'm going to count little victories every single day. It's a long road. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. But, man, Rick Boholder and the guys, they do a great job, especially with season-ending injuries. And I'm sure Pat will do great, actually.
No doubt. DJ, we'll continue the conversations throughout the season. I mean, yesterday was tough, but they'll come back stronger than ever. And I know you believe that. I know the city believes that.
Absolutely. Y'all take it easy.
Take care, DJ. That is Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union, member owned, open to all, Community America Credit Union, invested in you.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No.
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
So real quickly, one of my buddies back when I was in college was a foreign exchange student from Hong Kong. His name is Hong.
That's right.
He said his day is completely ruined because he came to Kansas City, became a Royals and Chiefs fan, big baseball nut. Said the game yesterday was at 3 a.m. his time, and he goes, good luck today. And I said, thank you. He goes, I'm devastated. Talk me out of it. And I said, well, just keep listening.
Yeah.
So, shout out to, I guess, Karina's listening today.
So when does he watch the games? Because our friends in Italy, we were texting yesterday, and they go, we'll watch the game tomorrow night. I'm tempted to tell him, don't watch the game.
Yeah.
So when does he, like, what time of day is it when he's watching the games over there?
I don't know, he said 3 a.m. is when the game came on today, I guess. Or
yesterday.
Yeah.
So 3 a.m. Monday morning for him would have been, oh, my. That's crazy. So, like, yeah.
So about 5 a.m. he was feeling it. And he sent me a DM on Instagram and said all that stuff. So
I wonder what time it is in Hong Kong now. Probably like 10 o'clock at night.
Well, tell him what you're thinking. One word on that Chiefs game.
Over.
Yeah, I don't want to go that route. Devastated. I think it's okay. You know, because you don't want to, I don't know. Everybody had the same feeling, I think, yesterday. Like, you kind of were seeing that the game wasn't going your way. You might have been pissed off because of maybe some of the way that, you know, the hits were coming, the low block, and then I didn't know a crackback block happened when you blocked the guy square on. I don't know what that was. Either way, the pass interference play, they didn't get called. You were just angry, and then when you see Mahomes getting helped off the field, you were just absolutely devastated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think devastation would be my one word for yesterday.
I think reality, too. I think we have finally experienced for the first time in a decade what every other team in professional sports faces. Devastating injuries, an abrupt end to the season that you didn't expect and that you didn't want. I think reality did set in yesterday, and I hope when Dynasty 2.0 begins, we remember how Dynasty 1.0 ended, and we all embrace and appreciate every moment of the new Dynasty that's going to start whenever it does.
Oh, he's going to come back, and he's going to be pissed. And I can't wait.
Yes.
Is the organization going to come back pissed, though, and have that same, you know, venom this offseason that Patrick Mahomes is going to have this offseason? Because you're right. He's going to come back pissed. He's going to come back with a vengeance. I hope the organization has an offseason as well that matches that vengeance, if you will, that Patrick Mahomes is going to have.
Yeah, can't fail him again like they did this year. Patrick Mahomes, his tweet, don't know why this had to happen and not going to lie, it hurts, but all we can do now is trust in God and attack every single day over and over again. Thank you, Chiefs Kingdom, for always supporting me. And for everyone who's reached out and sent prayers, I'll be back stronger than ever. One word on his tweet.
That's apropos. That's kind of what I expected from Patrick Mahomes. You know, that he's going to be back. He's going to be fine. I'm going to take care of business. I'm going to rock and roll and let's go. I mean, that's exactly what I expected out of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. One word on the tweet. Inspirational. I mean, that's a guy that, I mean, literally was helped out of the stadium. And an hour later, he's giving you raw emotions and, you know, trust and everything that can help it out in the long run. And that's why man, we've never seen Mahomes like this except for the knee and the side of the leg. They came back that season and won a Super Bowl and hoisted up that Lombardi trophy. So we'll see. Yeah. Trust.
Damn right. They trusted in Phillip Rivers, the Colts did, and man, he really did come through. It felt like they had it. End of game winning drive, and then 18 or whatever seconds left there were for the Seahawks, enough to get down there again, and they kicked the field goal and ended up winning that game. This was Phillip Rivers post game.
Hopefully, you know, certainly I think of my sons and those ball players, you know, that I'm in charge of at the school, that they'll say, like, crap, coach wasn't scared. You know what I mean? It's like, shoot, sometimes you, there is doubt, and it's real, and, the guaranteed safe bet is to go home or to not go for it. And the other one is, shoot, let's see what happens. I hope that in that sense that it can be a positive to some young boys, you know, or young people. It doesn't have to be boys, but.
Inspiring is the one word that I'll use there. I mean, you could hear the emotion with him right there and all that kind of stuff. And he made it about the kids, which I thought was really cool. Like, yeah, I'm going to go out here for myself, but I'm going to send a message to them that nothing is impossible. And if you're a kid that plays for Phillip Rivers and he's like, I need you to do something, you can't look at him and go, that's impossible, because I was 45 years old playing the NFL game after not playing for 5 years. So inspiring, inspirational is how I'll look at that.
Yeah, I mean, emotional. He had no business playing an NFL game. I watched a lot of that game. It was one of the main focuses on Red Zone. I think he threw for like 120 passing yards, and you could see exactly what they were trying to do, just run the ball. I mean, good for him. I'm glad that he gave it a shot. But
it was almost amazing.
Almost,
yeah. But it was better than I thought it was going to be. If that's, you know, like, obviously his passes, some here weren't great, but I got to say I'm impressed by anybody coming back after 5 years of not doing anything and going out there and doing it and giving your team an opportunity to win with 18 seconds left, roughly. That was a hell of a performance by Phillip Rivers. He got hit on one of the first couple of passes he threw. I'm like, I wonder how that felt.
Ask him today. Yeah. No, I mean, props to him. I mean, you know, set him up for the 60-yard field goal, and then, well, Seattle's got them a kicker as well.
Everybody's got a kicker now. That's what sucks about where we are. Like, you know, the 13-second thing was remarkable. Now everybody's kind of doing stuff like that because you don't need to get that far. Two plays maybe, and you're in field goal range now in the NFL.
Yep, kickers and the new where you start on the field's changed since then as well. So no question. There was one play where Phillip Rivers was dropping back against air and fell down, and him getting back up, you know, before he got touched, was like one of us getting up, you know, hold onto the knee, get up slowly, kind of thing. It was great. Good for him. Mikel Garcia signed a long-term 5-year extension to the boys in blue. One word on the deal.
There's more than one word to describe this, but what I think I'm going to use to describe this is the right thing. And that's more than one word, but this is what you do when you're running an organization. You sign the guys that you have homegrown that are good. And I think we're watching the John Sherman approach right now with this organization we have for the last 5 years. It's time to end the way you thought about the Royals when David Glass was the owner of this franchise. It is time to move on from that. So the one word that I'll do, Shermian, because this is a Shermian version of how the Royals are going to play. They sign their guys, folks. They sign their players, whether it's Cole Reagans, Bobby Witt, Mikel Garcia, Vinny Pasquantino's next. I would expect him to get some sort of contract here in Kansas City, because that's what you do. You take care of your own. Shermian is the word I'll use.
Don't forget Seth Lugo, and they brought back Michael Wacha as well.
Yep.
also got a couple of guys from the Brewers and sent Angel Zerpa away as well.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Garcia's signing for me is a golden signing. The left side of your infield for the foreseeable future is locked up at third and shortstop, which is crazy because Michael Garcia wasn't even on the starting roster for opening day last year. Your third baseman was Jonathan India, and now it is Michael Garcia for at least the next 5 years, especially with Bobby Witt Jr. I don't think they're done either. I think now what you do is you sit back and see which free agents didn't get signed in the first thing, because I had a guy that's an insider in the MLB, and I talked to him this weekend, and he said, I think what they do now is wait for those free agents that don't get the big pop contracts and then go spend money, save now, go buy later when those guys aren't getting signed right away in the winter meetings.
Yeah,
there's still a lot of names out there that aren't getting the action that maybe we thought they'd get, right? Schwarber signed, Alonso signed. And then there was a couple other guys, but again, there's still some big names out there that you can now sit back and say, oh, they didn't go. Your value's now dropped. Now you play in the hands of a, you know, small market.
Well, wait till we get past the first of the year and you can smell the grass from spring training, right? And then the players start to get a little bit nervous. Oh, nobody signed me yet. Okay, I'm just going to take the best deal that comes along. But, you know, the Royals aren't done. They still need an outfield bat. I know they got some guy you probably didn't hear of over the weekend from Milwaukee, as Dusty talked about. But that's a start. You know, you still need more. You still need that big bopper of a bat to go out there. And, you know, I don't expect them not to go out there and add to that. So, you know, an exciting offseason for the Royals, exciting the other day by signing, you know, Michael Garcia. And the other thing that it does too, you know, part of Bobby's deal is he has the opportunity to opt out if he doesn't feel like the team is doing what they need to put a winner on the field. You continue to sign your guys, give long-term contracts to your stars. Bobby Witt ain't going to want to go anywhere. And when they announced the, you know, the new stadium, you got that coming on board as well. Like, Bobby Witt ain't going to go here because this organization is showing Bobby Witt, hey, man, we got your back. We signed you, and we didn't just end it here. We're bringing everybody else along to the party, unlike in years past where, well, Mike Sweeney got a contract, nobody else is getting paid, and we got to play with people who shouldn't be in the big league. So I love the fact that John Sherman is going out there and making everybody forget how it used to be, and we need to focus on the
Want consistent color for every job? Milo's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Spring is when plans start becoming real, trips get booked, calendars fill up, and if learning a new language has been on your list, starting now means that by summer, you'll already feel more confident speaking and understanding it. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. For over 30 years, they've been a trusted leader in language learning. Their immersive, intuitive method helps you naturally absorb your new language. No memorizing random vocabulary lists and no relying on translations. Instead, you learn by connecting words, visuals, and meaning in context, the way language is meant to be learned. With 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, and Japanese, and millions of users worldwide, Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Plus, lessons are simple and easy to fit into your day, whether you have 5 minutes in the morning or a quick break in the afternoon. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Way it is right now.
Yeah, because when do winter meetings end?
They ended already.
Oh, they are over. They ended over the weekend.
Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, been long done. These guys are now eating charcuterie at home, swimming in the pool, drinking Cayman Jacks, and thinking about Christmas.
Nice. Yeah.
But after the first of the year, this stuff gets busy, man.
Well, at least Vern's hot stove will start in January.
That's right.
Coming up next,
we'll go start tomorrow.
Want consistent color for every job? Mylow's Pro Rewards members get a 20% paint discount on future purchases after paint annual qualifying spend reaches $3,000. Plus, order eligible in-stock paint and paint supplies by 2 p.m. for free same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Improving is easy at Lowe's. Excludes spray paint and mist tints. More exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Subject to change. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Same-day delivery valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. Details at Lowe's.com/same-day-delivery.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up. They lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla. Two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.